You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. They will steer you straight with a 39.95 wheel alignment. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Bacchus, it's your last Wednesday, then you turn 50, you'll be old as dirt. So
enjoy your last Wednesday next week.
Oh, wow. Now, there's been a lot of new research done on running injuries, you know, type of shoes, running stride length, foot strike position, and all these sorts of things. So what's kind of new in the research to decrease running injuries?
Yeah. So I figured this is a good topic because, you know, other than today, it's been really nice out. So people are going to be outside getting their runs in and their training, getting ready for the triathlons or their 5Ks or even the Edmonton Marathon later on in the summer. So, you know, the more volume people put into their training, like the more distance you run, the more intense you run, the more impact you put onto your ankles, your knees, your hips, and your back, right? So it's some interesting research that I was reading over the weekend, and it was in the journal too, where they looked at a bunch of different factors of what causes the most impact, and they looked at where your foot strikes. So before, we used to strike with your heel, then to your toe, and then the research after that came out saying, no, you should do like a midfoot strike onto your toe. It put less impact. Then they talked about shoes, where they use more minimalistic shoes rather than a lot of cushion shoes, right? Yeah. But the biggest impact that reduced the amount of impact on your body was the stride length. So they said that instead of having long looping strides, shortening your stride and having more frequency in your stride per minute is better for less impact than long looping strides. The long looping strides tend to have more of a braking action and more impact onto the ground. So people were finding less injury and actually got faster having shorter stride lengths but more frequent frequency in the stride.
So how would you shorten your stride length?
Yeah, so that would come with practice and repetitive. So what you would do is you would go and run what you normally would do, and then just take about 10, they said somewhere between 10 to 20% less distance in your stride, and then just try to return over your legs a little bit more quickly. Sometimes working with a run coach or somebody who really knows about the mechanics of running can help with that quite a bit. So you'd have to go, there are some trainers in the city that really focus on run technique, and there's some certain technique to it. Like a lot of people, they think, okay, I'm just going to go out run and get in great shape. Running is great for cardio and it's great for burning calories, but there is a technique because you will get injured. It's 7 times more impact than walking on your body. So there, you need to be leaning forward slightly. You don't want to hammer your heel into the ground too hard. You want to have that nice turnover where you're almost like scraping dirt off the bottom of your shoe rather than banging into the ground. And I would suggest to people, focus on running faster than slower and longer. Like a lot of people, when they run, because they're out of shape at the beginning, they do these little lugging, bouncing kind of movement, and their technique is awful. They have to do that because they're out of shape and they can't run faster. So I would say run faster for 30 seconds to a minute, then walk for a bit, and then repeat that instead of just running like these big bouncy steps for the whole time.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Also, you get better out of it going faster for shorter. Now, Absolutely. What about adding weight training moves? Can they decrease injuries?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of mechanical failures that happen too. So a lot of times it's not that you're you don't get tired often just because your cardio is not that great. It's because of your muscular fatigue as well. So sometimes if you have weakness in the lateral part of hips or the outside part of your hips, there's a muscle called the glute medius muscle. Yep. It's very important to have it strong to keep your hips from collapsing side to side and your knees from collapsing in and out. So you don't want energy leaking laterally in your body. You want to keep everything kind of in a straight line. So doing something like a walking band movement, so put a band around your ankles and with just sort of doing sidestepping will target the outside of your hip. So tube walking is what we call it, lateral tube walking. So that would really help with that. And then doing some good work with like lunges or some squats to strengthen the muscles around your knee joint and your hip joint. And even one-leg balancing movements and one-leg stability type strength exercises can also help. And working with a trainer can help you with that too. So doing some of that in conjunction with your running can save that muscular fatigue and keep your form better before it sort of breaks down as you get tired.
Blackus, great stuff, man. We'll see you at your birthday party on the weekend. Get
Big
some rest.
Everybody's going to be going hard that night, buddy.
You're going
to have 50. Good sleep.
Just try to make it till 10 o'clock, okay? All right, have a good one.
Yeah, bud.